And welcome everyone to the TPS NFL update week number four update. I am your host E Diddy 999, and with me this week, all the way from Canada, the number one worst Steelers fan in the world. What else could I call you besides Canada? Darky? Darky? How about Darky?
Whoa.
Darky?
Well, I don't know how they say it in French. It might be Darky.
Whoa, that's racist.
Also,
just call me Canada.
Call you Canada. Also, franchise is here and home, right?
Maybe.
Well, in front of a microphone, at least.
Yeah, we got mic problems with you, man.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Bourne is also here, and who's the other guy? Mexico Brownies, whatever. He's here. I guess he's ready. Maybe he can see a screen. Maybe
he can't see anything.
Can't see anything.
Is it a black screen or what?
It's not. It's the screen brightness. It won't turn up.
Oh, you need a new monitor.
Power. It just started happening right now.
I think that's a tribute to this podcast. Just saying.
First things first. Michigan didn't have a game this week.
That's great.
No, that is not great.
That is the best thing I've heard all week.
It's the saddest part of being a fan is when your team doesn't play, especially during the regular season bye week and they get to rest. And when
can't you see that every week?
Well, when you're 4-0, undefeated, one of the top teams in the nation, you kind of want to continue that momentum, continue your march to a BCS national championship, continue your magical Team of Destiny season. And a bye week kind of is like a bump in the road, but that's okay because next week, 5-0 against Minnesota, it's going to happen. Actually, this Saturday, 1-0 in the Big Ten, and just another check mark on the task list of getting to the national championship and bringing home the big trophy. Franchise, you feel me. Michigan all the way. Go Blue.
What? You said Baylor all the way?
No. Oh, Baylor. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, let's be honest here about Baylor, okay? They haven't played anybody. They play in a terrible division. And sure, they score a lot of points, put up a lot of yards. But at the end of the day, you're no Michigan.
Yeah, that's right. We're actually good. I mean, come on.
Is Baylor ranked yet?
Oh, yeah, they're ranked.
Well, what are they ranked? Let's do some comparison shopping here. Baylor.
You get ranked being an overrated Big Ten? Really?
Yes. Really. Big Ten. Legit.
Big Ten. Overrated.
No. McClain, you agree. Michigan is a top tier.
I mean, this week, Michigan had the best performance of the season.
Yeah,
so
play.
I would agree.
That they are on the march to the national championship.
That they are on the march to the Loser Bowl.
What does BCS stand for?
Michigan winning. That's what it stands for. It stands for you are the best team in college football.
Some things should just not be shared. And that's one of them.
Hold on. I'm looking here. I'm looking. Baylor.
Has been updated.
Wow, really?
What was that?
What?
What was that?
Wow. What an opportune time to update, right?
Your phone?
Really? Phone? Who's on the phone? Are you on the phone?
No.
I'm not on the phone. My phone is right in front of me.
I thought you live on your galaxy all the time.
Which galaxy? Which galaxy do I have? That's the $1 million question.
I hope nobody ever pays $1 million for that question.
I'll pay $1 million for that question.
So, do you guys still do the Winnipeg Blue Bomber update?
Oh gosh, don't mention the Blue Bombers.
Why would we do that?
That wound is deep.
Why would you do that to us, Canada?
Well, it's, you know, the Canadian Football League's big here, so.
Really?
I follow that.
So is Canadian football the equivalent of Pee Wee football here?
Yeah, what is, actually, that's a good question, Franchise. What is the equivalent of the CFL in America? Would that be like Pop Warner?
Well, I would say, I'd say junior high.
Junior high? Junior high football is equal to the CFL?
Yeah, I think that would be, Either that or maybe freshman high school.
Well, we enjoy it, and we enjoy watching it, so.
Do you guys?
Do you understand the game?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah?
You can't tell
what do you mean?
You put people in your lineup.
CFL has.
Was that supposed to be a diss?
I think that was a diss. I couldn't decide.
He just laughed anyway.
Yes.
A diss? That was a slap in the face.
Oh.
With his dong.
Oh, okay.
All right. Canada, since you brought it up, let's talk about the Steelers, because I've been thinking about this a lot lately. And
they're bad.
The worst team in the NFL. Who is the worst team in the NFL? And I think it's the Steelers.
It's the Steelers. Have they won a game yet?
They haven't.
Are they
the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, now the Cleveland's legit what? Now all of a sudden.
Yeah, they're for real now.
Wait, I said, are they the new Cleveland Browns? The old Cleveland Browns suck. This team
they're the isn't. Old. They're the old Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, they're definitely the old Cleveland.
No, the Browns suck again.
Do they? No. They don't suck.
What is it? What's the Eagles' record?
Whoa.
Well, hold on.
Just won a game. Come on now.
The new Eagles are the terrible. Like suck.
Oh, they're
bad,
awful.
Awful. Like I can't even watch them. Chip Kelly offense. Like Chip Kelly offensive. Right? Am I right?
Offensive.
Yep, good one.
Oh, it says Hoyer left with a knee injury.
Yeah, they're back to being the Browns.
Oh, no.
Well, it's okay. He's only out for the season.
It's not. Was it a bad one?
Wait, this happened just now?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is
20
live.
Minutes ago.
Somebody started him this week.
Oh, my gosh. No, nobody should ever start a Cleveland Brown. Seriously. So Cleveland just lost their hope. Because now Hoyer's out with some type of injury.
Career ending
injury.
So do we hear the water boy out there saying, that guy from the water boy saying, oh no, we suck again.
Yes. That's what all the fans are saying.
is that true? Is that what's going on?
So
Bobby Hoyer is legit. I'm telling you, that guy is beast.
Yeah, but he's injured.
Yeah, but he's beast.
He's out for the rest of his career. So, Here are the teams that are potentially the worst teams in the NFL. Cleveland, because now they have to have Whedon again.
God, this just our luck. God dang it.
New York Giants.
Oh yeah, they
which
suck.
Are so bad. They are so terrible.
Yeah, they're bad. The Steelers are worse though.
The Steelers, definitely the Steelers.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
Oh yeah, they're right? Terrible.
Oh yeah.
Whoa, they just got Blackman.
He's back?
He's back.
All right, so.
Oh, they'll need more than
let's
that.
Let's just throw
they're
him
out
in
of
the
contention.
Mix. Let's throw him in the mix. And,
Oakland.
Wait, did we talk about Philadelphia in this?
Philadelphia's in there. Definitely.
Philadelphia's not.
Up for
in
worst
there.
Yes,
team
they are.
In
we're putting up points. No, we're putting up points.
They won against Washington. You can't count
a
win for
Washington,
that.
Washington, another
goggles.
Worst team in the NFL.
But wait a minute. Everybody said they were going to lose. RG3 bets.
Can we go ahead and throw Dallas in there.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's throw
in two.
Yeah. Worst team. Worst. Wait.
They're
worst
on the bubble.
Division.
Dallas is on the bubble right now.
Team.
Okay. What? What was that?
They lost by 1 point to an undefeated team.
Worst team in the league. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. They're in the worst division, playing the worst teams.
They've only played the Giants.
So you agree with us then?
They haven't played the worst teams.
Majority rules here. I think we have 3-4 votes against Dallas to your one.
You voted like half the league, so I don't even know.
Who did they play last week?
So, okay. NFC East.
They played against San Diego last week.
See?
Oh, well, San Diego aren't very good either, so.
So, there you go.
They are
too.
Good.
Nope.
What are you talking about?
No.
You watch the CFL.
Let's throw San Diego in there also.
The Lions are doing great, by the way.
Ooh, now wait, okay,
like
though that shifts the conversation. Best
San
teams
Diego
in the
like
NFL.
3-1?
Who?
Yeah.
San Diego.
Yeah, but nobody trusts them.
It's 2-2.
Yeah, nobody trusts them.
Yeah, but that's misleading. They're not a good team.
I agree. They are
Jackie
a great
Battle.
Team. I am back on their bandwagon. So, legit number one amazing teams. New Orleans? Agreed?
Yeah.
Good team. Seattle? Fluky team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Seattle still hasn't played their best game. They are their best team.
Denver, obviously.
Yeah, they're okay too.
Come on, they're not, they haven't played, that's Super Bowl.
Yeah, when's Denver just gonna win the whole everything?
Never. There's, they got Peyton Manning as their quarterback, so it's not gonna happen.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's gonna get rattled in the big game. And
yep. Can Peyton do a helicopter spin?
Well, we'll see.
Cause if he can do that, then he's got a chance.
No, Seattle.
Nah. Kansas City. Is Kansas City legit?
No.
4-0. Yes. They don't turn the ball over.
Yeah, but once they start pressuring, Smith, he'll make mistakes.
He doesn't make mistakes.
But you gotta get to him. He's been protected.
Yeah, they have the best O-line in the league.
49ers should have kept Smith.
Yeah, they should have. They would have won the Super Bowl.
I don't know about that.
All right, who else did we miss? Detroit, obviously.
No, I don't know.
Are we still talking about worst?
No, we're talking about best team in the league. Detroit, have you seen their defensive line?
Yeah.
They ate Jay Cutler's lunch this week. Who doesn't? Last weekend.
Oh, but they also gave up 32 points.
Yeah, that was a gift.
He's never eaten his own lunch.
Let's see. Is there? What about Green Bay? What happened to Green Bay? Why aren't they good now?
They lost some defensive players.
Charles Woodson, you mean?
Woodson. Matthews, I'm not sure if he's completely healthy now, but he went down last week, or not last week, but the week before, so we'll see how he is coming back from the bye.
Now, is New England good, or are they just 4-0?
They're kind of fluky.
They're a fluke.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do anything. First round of playoffs, lose, something like
that. But you know that Kimbrel Tompkins, he's horrible. It's a good thing I dropped him.
Did you drop him?
I did, yeah, because it was when I had a number of New England wide receivers.
Why would anybody have a number of
New England? I learned my lesson. He's horrible.
See, I'm picking up really thick sarcasm.
Yeah.
Really?
Is he like a breakout player right now? What, Tompkins is his name?
Yeah, he's doing pretty decent the last 2 weeks. Okay, Brady has no one else to throw to.
Don't believe the hype. Gronk is coming back.
Trade?
Fall off.
Amendola's coming back.
No, he's not. If he does, he's going to last one game and then be out for the rest of the season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just hope it's not Super Bowl week.
Ravens are pretty bad.
Can you talk about your trade, Bourne?
Yeah, let's talk about the trade.
Let's talk about that trade because I don't.
Did you know that Darkie came and oversaw it?
All right, oh, really? You know, that's not my name.
But that is in Canada, in French, that's your name, Darkie.
If I'm Maurice, then you get to be Darkie.
You are Darkie. God.
Okay.
Canada, the Darkie.
All right.
So okay, so there was some negotiations going on in the neutral party.
Darkie, yeah, Stuhlmacher wasn't really. Sure, he thought I was pulling the wool over his eyes.
Well, you were. You did.
Is Ray Rice injured?
Rice is terrible.
No, whoa, he's not terrible.
He is terrible.
Is he injured?
He's injured.
He's definitely injured.
No. Is he really badly injured?
He's not badly injured. He's gonna play this week.
They amputated one of his legs.
That's a lie. Even Darkie knows that's a lie. Okay, Ray Rice.
Okay,
is a good running back.
Ray Rice is going to play well because they're going to go back to the running game because they can't afford Flacco to throw another 5 interceptions.
Yeah, Flacco's. Yeah, exactly.
Ray Rice is going to break his other leg and be out for the season. And
he didn't break any of his legs.
And then.
No legs broken. Nothing's amputated.
Lazy Kings are going to have nothing because you gave up Dwayne I'm Terrible Bo.
Well, okay, it was him or Antonio Brown.
Now, that would have been a legit trade. Because at least he would have got something he could use instead of a guy with no legs and Dwayne Terrible Bo.
Well, Bo just got a touchdown last
week. Yeah, Bo did decent.
A touchdown?
Yeah,
you traded him a touchdown.
You actually he's got two now. He's got two touchdowns.
Oh my gosh! I can't believe the league Bourne, let this stay. Bourne.
Wait, Bourne, you actually got a good deal because Pantera didn't know how to use Kaepernick. Now that Pantera doesn't have him, he's gonna be gold. Watch what I tell you.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Gonna be gold.
He's not.
Pantera's
San Francisco have problems. with their offense. I don't know if you've noticed.
I've been in talks with Pantera for like the past 2 weeks, and he's been going back and forth between Breeze and Kaepernick.
No, stick with Breeze.
First it was Breeze. He was going to get Deal Me Breeze. And then he was like, and then Breeze went off, and then he let go of his San Francisco fanboyism and said, all right, I'll give you Kaepernick.
He asked me. He goes, who?
Why would he ask the guy who likes to watch Rocket Football?
What?
So basically, this trade was the blind leading the blind.
What the heck? This is a fair deal for both sides. He needed a running back because Foster's crap this year.
No, well, he's coming back. No, though.
He gave away gold.
He bent over and said, give
come
me.
On.
I don't agree with that.
I don't agree either.
Nope.
Ray Rice isn't going to get half the carries he used to.
Not even half.
Oh yeah, and then Kaepernick is going to be gold. Okay, franchise, we're going to hold you to this.
Kaepernick put it on the board, franchise.
Ray Rice they won't get half. Hold on, Ray Rice won't get half the carries he used to, and Kaepernick will
are
be.
Are you putting that on the board?
Gold.
Put it on the board.
Put it on the board.
Make a message right now, franchise. From here on out, we'll count the touchdowns from here on out at the end of the season.
So wait, what's the board shot here? It's Kaepernick, touchdown.
Rest of the year, who gets, I guess we can't really say who gets the most points. It's not really fair, but
no.
We're going to look at Ray Rice's points or carries from last year.
His carries and Kaepernick will be gold.
Okay, so what I'm looking for is to see if Kaepernick's gold out there, if his skin turns colors, and if Ray Rice still gets to carry the ball.
Yes.
Okay.
Turn.
Hold on, I'm writing this down. Gold skin for Cap, Ray Rice still can carry the ball. Alright, I got it. Wow.
Alright, let me see here. In 2012, 257 attempts.
How many?
For 1,100 yards.
How many attempts?
257.
Okay, so he's going to get less than 100.
So what are you willing to accept, franchise?
Less than 100 carries?
Less than 100? He's already got 30.
I would give him 115. All
right.
Oh, no, you said half.
Well, so he gets a little bit more
than. Okay, so what was it? 247, right?
257.
257, that's less than half. Clown. Get your calculator out. Good God. You do look too hard.
115 carries.
115, all right.
Total for the season.
I'm just trying to hold you to be accountable for what you say, man.
You've done enough damage, Canada.
Well, I've done nothing.
You're part of this mess.
You broke a terrible trade.
This is not a terrible trade.
It's not a terrible trade.
If E. Diddy can pull off the trade earlier this season, this is not a terrible trade.
Now that was a legit trade.
Guys, hold on. So Ray Rice is not a good running back.
No, Ray Rice is terrible.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Ray Rice has been good since last year.
Ray Rice is like keeper poison.
Jeez, it's funny how a couple weeks go by, 4 weeks of football, and Arian Foster and Ray Rice.
Oh, they're done.
Yeah.
They both suck.
Yeah, they're terrible.
So does this mean I turned my season around then?
You did.
Because you got Kaepernick now?
Yeah,
goal?
Apparently.
Here's the thing. Here's the problem. Is you were getting nothing from your quarterback position. You didn't lose any points that I can tell from the trade. He gave you free points for nothing.
He couldn't use them. They weren't free. He can't play two quarterbacks.
He came out of the draft with four quarterbacks.
No.
He's an idiot.
Well, yeah.
Look at
no.
That's not what it's about, though.
Yeah, but you know that's one blind person leading another blind person, and he only trusts one person. And you try to give him a legit trade, and he's like, "I don't want to do that." Well, I'm trying to give you something.
That's
to help
not
him.
How he sounds.
That is how he sounds. That's exactly how he sounds.
Well, I don't trust any.
It's more like,
I made a fair trade with him.
I don't trust you. I can't do it.
I'll be lucky if Hopkins gets half of the points that Bo does at the end of the year.
Okay, now you're being cruel.
Wow.
You got two starters.
I gave up two starters.
Ray Rice is
Hopkins
not
wasn't
a starter.
A starter and Kaepernick wasn't starting for that team.
I think this league is outraged right now. I'm taking the pulse of the league.
Hopkins was the best player in this trade.
Let's do a just ridiculous trade, me and you.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, we're gonna do a ridiculous trade. I'm gonna trade you two good players.
Okay.
Franchise, you already did that last year, you remember.
Yeah, and I won the Super Bowl.
Ooh! He just slapped you in the face with his dong!
2 for 2.
I'm just saying.
Alright.
Pretty much gave him the same deal this year. Is that not correct?
Essentially.
Thanks, E.D. Championship number 2.
Well, we all know that there is no back-to-back champions in this league.
No, there is no back-to-back champions.
There has never been a back-to-back champion.
Until the Rough Riders win it this year and next year.
Just concentrate on Detroit winning.
Concentrate on the game this week.
Big D. Alright, let's go over some scoreboards here. Beast mode, actually, that's...
Hey, 10-10. Browns 10-10 now.
Whedon leading them back?
I guess so, yeah.
Alright.
McGahee.
Ooh.
Leading them back.
Even better.
Not even better.
Trade bait.
Please don't tell me you still have him on your roster.
Oh, I'm starting him.
Oh, God.
9 points.
14 carries, 36 yards, and a touchdown.
Oh, wow. He's like a good version of Ray Rice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is Ray Rice production. But without the touchdown.
Yeah.
All right, week 4 scoreboard. Team Beast Mode was taking on Galabra. Beast Mode continues to be undefeated, 102-81. I'm looking at the quick box score here, and we expect big things from Beast Mode because he's undefeated, continues to drop hundies like it's nothing.
Hundos
like it's nothing. Now, Galabra, you've made your move. You've done the trade raping. You've gotten an opportunity to not start Eli Manning. So hopefully your point production will go up because really Eli had that one terrible game, although good for him, but it's been downhill since then. And that's kind of been your number one sore spot.
Well, what's going to happen now is Eli is going to go off and I'm going to be pissed.
Because you're going to be in a Pantera situation, which great quarterback do I start? Yeah, I'm going to keep playing Kaepernick. let's see. Anything else going on with your team? You've gotten rid of the dead weight Ray Rice, which is
Davis
good.
Came back. Vereen's still Jesus. Out. James is still out.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of injuries. So I can understand why, you know, he dropped the game. I mean, that was rough for him.
Let me see.
Yeah, Rice not getting any production last week really hurt.
Yeah, he kind of looked like Isaiah Pede.
And Eli Manning actually improved from last week, so I guess that's okay for now.
Isaiah Pede was healthy, and he got scratched from the game.
I honestly thought that was going to help me out, but it still didn't matter. And what the heck? Eli gets 7 points, but Victor Cruz got 22.
That's Eli. That's Eli being Eli.
Great. It's only because he had one interception and 2 fumbles.
Yeah.
What about you, Franchise? I'm looking at your team. You know, continue to do the same old things. Just score
I thought
points.
You said it was time, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I looked at who they were playing. I was like, no. Can't do it.
Yeah, because Cleveland's legit, right?
No.
Well, they were legit until...
Baltimore, man. You can't.
Wait, does that mean he's playing him this week then?
Oh, that's a good question.
No, he's not.
Wow.
I didn't even touch my roster except for it took out Isaiah Pede.
So it isn't time yet.
No.
False alarm. Who's next? Brownies, free win against the Lazy Kings.
Brown 16, Buffalo 10.
That was a free win.
He had his best game of the, maybe of all time.
Yeah, but still a free win because nobody ever thinks they're going to lose to Pantera.
So the Lazy Kings are the Pittsburgh Steelers of this league?
Yeah, they're terrible.
Travis Benjamin, 79-yard putt return for the Browns. 10-16. Boom.
What do you mean boom?
Boom, we're ahead. We're up.
What do you mean boom? No.
Boom, we're up.
Okay.
Gold.
Is it second quarter?
Wait. Bourne's gotta give me a boom, Bourne.
Boom!
There you go. Boom.
Okay. So Lazy Kings, kind of roll over for the Brownies.
I was on upset alert.
You were on upset alert, but then I realized it's the Lazy King, so it's not really an upset.
Remember, it was Pantera's team. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he has no.
This is not his undefeated Yahoo League, where they only have 3 players.
He would have beat half the league this week. The bad half.
Could he have won?
I like how he wasn't really talking much smack. He was actually trying to understand how the points were scored there. He's like, how did Sproles get all those points? And then John just basically said, well, he got 114 yards receiving and one touchdown. He's like, okay, cool.
Didn't he reference the four attempts for 28 yards? How does he have 23 points?
That is an example of someone who really knows how to play fantasy football, I tell you. How did he get all these points? Look at his stats, clown! Jeez!
So,
I don't really watch football. Franchise gave me his NFL Sunday ticket, and I can watch it on my computer or my tablet.
But I can't watch 49er games. They're blacked out.
That's how.
No, he was just telling me. He's just telling me he might have a hookup with his new job where he could get free direct ticket or Sunday ticket.
He got a new job.
Possibly.
I heard from him earlier.
No more antennas. Boom.
That don't work.
But if he gets free Sunday ticket, he has a direct TV.
He needs to get hooked up with a free antenna.
He needs an actual technician to hook up his antenna for him so that it'll work.
How can you be a nerd and not know anything?
Exactly.
He knows computers, so he can customize you any kind of PC.
For three times what I could buy one for.
Yeah, it cost me like $1,100, I think.
Oh my gosh. It cost you $1,100 for a $700 computer?
Anyway, next matchup.
Oh my gosh.
That's what we call down here in Texas, bad math.
That is...
That's bad math.
That's what they say?
That is
bad math.
That is bad math. I think Pantera just slapped you in the face with his dong.
And a lot of bad math.
A lot of dong slapping.
Dude, you must have, like, all kinds of mushroom stamps all over your face right now.
Jesus. That's what they call here in Canada, going too far. Hey.
That's what we call it, taking a bad man.
Mushroom stamps.
Y'all weren't expecting me to be here tonight, were you?
Oh, that's great.
You guys weren't expecting me to come out tonight, were you?
I never thought I would hear someone yelling mushroom stamps. No, I did not anticipate that at all. All right, next matchup. Straight Trash Homie versus the TPS NFL Bums. Homies go down 95-97.
Can I change my team name now?
Yes. Please do. And your logo. So Bums squeak it out by 2 points. I was hoping that Homie could take the Bums out so that the Rough Riders could have legit control of their division. Didn't quite work out. Bums quietly, very, very quietly, 3-1. Nobody thinks they're legit, even though they've won 3 games in a row. Leading the Black Division. I don't like his team. I agree. Alex Smith is gonna come down to earth, score 5-10 points. I mean, nope. He can't continue to have this many touchdowns, can he? Because he's throwing a lot of touchdowns right now. I'm thinking he needs to get down to like one a game. That's good enough. A couple more interceptions, please. What else? Homie's team. They're 2-2. Whatever. They got that Jordan Cameron. Where did that guy come from? Does anybody know?
He's a dark horse.
Legit.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting all kinds of receptions, all kinds of touchdowns, all kinds of yards. Was this guy even drafted?
I believe he was.
Yeah,
13th round. Okay, so nobody knew. Nobody had the insight that Jordan Cameron was going to be Jordan Cameron this year, right?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Too bad he has to be wasted. Damn shame. Let's see. Canada. Well, actually, we should try to call JT now, huh? Let's add him. How do I add somebody? Anybody? Skype is so hard.
You just dragged her name in?
Is that true?
Let me try that. She just Google Hangouts next time.
No, that's not how you do it. Hold on. I can do it. I can do it. So, Canada, you lost 101 to 126.
You're
probably thinking, hey, I'm scoring some points. I might get a win here.
Yep.
He's putting up a zero over there.
And he says, I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, my favorite team of this league.
Yeah. But what happened?
Didn't score enough points in the end. I didn't start a certain running back.
You made a mistake.
Who had a breakout game. Bernard Pierce. I don't know what I'm doing with him.
Ray Rice was back.
You don't know what you're doing, period.
That was what you were doing with him. You were benching him. You should have benched him. Ray Rice is back.
Yeah. My bad.
What else? You need to get
I thought I was gonna win that though.
I think everyone thought you were gonna win that.
I got a pretty good team. Not gonna lie.
Your team is okay. Let's not get carried away here, okay?
I would say pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Cobb was on bye.
You might make the playoffs type of team.
Okay. I think he might make the consolation playoffs type team.
Now, JT needs to listen, and he needs to listen real closely.
Okay.
Tom Brady is washed up. It's over. He has no one to throw to. He's old. And Phillip Rivers, major upside. Look at the points scored per week.
He's throwing to Tompkins, though, isn't he?
Brady and Rivers. Rivers has outscored him every week except one. And overall, he's outscored them by 20, 30 points. It's time to bench Brady.
No.
It is time to bench.
This isn't news. Brady. He said this last week, 2 weeks ago.
Why didn't he bench Brady?
It's news to you.
He needs to bench Brady. If he wants to continue his winning ways, he will bench Brady. Rivers.
Isn't this like how you, though, should bench the law firm?
Oh, no.
And drop him?
You don't bench the law firm.
I thought you did bench the law firm.
I mean, just drop him outright. Cause there's no way he's ever gonna be of any value for the rest of the season.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, he's going to waivers?
No.
Pretty soon, I'm sure.
Whoa. How about we manage our own teams here? Nobody's dropping the law firm.
Such as benching Brady.
I'm gonna trade you Victor Cruz for the law firm.
Hey, that sounds like a good deal.
You probably would.
Why not? That sounds like a legitimate trade.
That's almost like Kaepernick for Ray Rice level.
Law firm's gonna be gold.
I'm just trying to give fantasy expert advice.
Victor Cruz won't get half of the receptions for the rest of the year.
Half of the actual receptions in the games?
Yeah, only projected receptions.
He'll come out and get you some hundos.
Victor Cruz himself?
Oh, yeah, he'll come out and throw them while he's doing the little salsa dance.
Is that salsa?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of sounds like the excuse machine.
All right, next matchup. Father Muckers versus Mercy Hospital Bowser. Let's see, who won this game? Bowser's close one, 89-85. Team inactive, still continues to put up a fight. Although he's only won one game, he's still won more games than Pantera. And Pantera's actually trying. I mean, he's literally saying, take from me. Take wins from me. Take players from me. I'm actually going to participate so that you can take this from me.
And he's got a better winning percentage than me.
But I gotta say one thing. He did have a strategy going into this. He tried to pick four quarterbacks that he thought somebody would actually want.
God.
And use them for trade bait.
Well,
Kaepernick.
That's not the worst plan I've ever heard.
Hook, line, and sinker. He caught himself.
You could just draft good players.
He was in the right position to draft good players.
Arian Foster.
Washed up. Now he has two washed up running backs. Still upsets me. How could you people let a trade like that go through?
It was an okay trade.
I thought it was okay.
Well, the league's decided. They don't care that trades that ruined the league. They just let him.
Wasn't watching it. That's what happened.
What upsets me is the first trade that Franchise and I have should have went through. That was better than this trade.
No, that was like two great gold wide receivers.
Come on.
And a quarterback, right?
Wow.
No quarterback.
A running back. It was a 2-for-1 deal.
Yeah, that trade was bad.
Three
so ridiculous.
Horrible. Last matchup, Rough Riders Rough Riders beat down the Rotting Tomatoes 105-53.
Tomato and Lazy Kings are the worst teams in this league.
You think so?
Yeah.
Worse than inactive?
Pretty good. He just sucks when it comes to quality teams.
CJ Spiller's hurting him big time.
How did this guy ever win a championship?
He would have beat the Rough Riders last week.
Oh, come on, stop.
Really?
No, you can't. That's almost fantasy points level right there.
Let's talk about that.
You can't go time traveling.
You put up 52 last week.
Time traveling? It's last week. What are you talking about?
You're going back in time. It's back to the future.
What stats are you looking at then?
I'm looking at 105 this week right now to 53. That's what I'm looking at. The Rough Riders looking legit again. Fluke week last week. Nobody saw it coming. And now the Rough Riders are back. And they did it with Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler, who...
He had a good game.
He went starving. He couldn't eat his own lunch. I was literally, through three quarters, negative Jay Cutler points. Thankfully,
and then what?
Thankfully, the Lions said, you know what? We're going to play prevent defense. We're going to let you score touchdowns. We're going to let you get two-point conversions so that the Rough Riders can get some fantasy points. Because up until then, it was negative Jay Cutler points.
But you don't get to say I survived when he had a good game.
He didn't have a good game. He had a terrible game.
He had a great fantasy game. 16, that's his second best.
I watched the entire game. He was literally...
No, I know he was terrible, but he didn't finish being terrible.
No. I actually, these points are more the Lions defense should get these points. It shouldn't be Jay Cutler there. It should just be the Lions defense with 16 points because they let him have that. So I survived Jay Cutler. And my team is too good right now because... I had a backup running back, and my tight end didn't score any points.
Just like last week. That sounds like last week.
Oh, man. I feel bad for this league right now because the Rough Riders are going to go on a tear like never been seen before.
Didn't you already drop your best player, Colts defense?
What are you talking about?
You're never going to get 22 from a defense the rest of the year.
Yes, I am.
You already dropped them.
The Rams are playing Jacksonville. I'm penciling in 22 points. I've played the team that have played against the Rams three times this season. Or against Jacksonville, I mean, three times this season. I'm telling you. Fantasy strategy. Get the points that are available. My team is stacked. But I have to start Steven Ridley again, which I don't want to.
You don't have a tight end.
No, I do have a tight end. Brandon Myers. He's good.
Once you have Eli a body Manning. Who plays tight end.
No, once Eli Manning, now that he's benched over on Galabra's team, he's going to start going off. And guess who he's going to go off to? Brandon Myers land.
You mean Victor Cruz is 22?
No.
Cruz.
And you guys might be right. It might be time to drop the law firm. Maybe.
Yep.
Maybe.
I had
no one's gonna pick him up.
I might just drop him and pick him back up immediately. I haven't decided yet.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hasn't he already fumbled? Do that. Hasn't the law firm already fumbled this season?
Sounds like Congress.
All right, next week's matchups. Week 5. Rivalry week in the TPS NFL.
I hope Pantera's not my rival.
Lazy Kings versus Galabra in rivalry week in the TPS NFL are natural rivals.
So, Mr. Bourne, how does it feel to get a free win this week?
Well, I think he did beat me last year.
Did he?
Jeez.
So it is a rivalry.
I'm going to check this out, yeah. Let me see here.
What team does the 49ers go up against?
Bye week. Houston. No, they play Houston this week.
Bye week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a bye week.
So, well, it's kind of a rivalry because this is the trade that just happened. Now we're going to see who got the better deal. Both teams are starting the players that were traded in this rivalry matchup. Bourne got a good start right now. Browns defense getting them a little points. We'll see if that sticks.
Yeah, we'll see.
You confident that you're going to win this game? I think the league needs you to win this game.
I need to win this game.
Pantera
for myself.
Hasn't beat anyone all season, and he gave you free points. So
I cannot give him the first W. All right,
you're guaranteeing victory.
Oh, then. You might. You might.
I'm really, really going to try not to.
But you.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be rooting for you.
Next rivalry. Team Canada versus Mexico Brownies.
There's no rivalry there.
That sounds like a legitimate.
A natural rivalry.
This border.
How is that a rivalry?
That
borders.
Is, yep. Border.
Border
North
wars.
Border.
Border wars.
Versus the southern border.
Sure.
Let's build a wall. All right. So you took McGahee. So far, it's working out for you. 9 points. He is averaging, 2.5 yards a carry, but a fluke touchdown? Good enough. Canada.
Is that the only points he's got on me right now?
He's got nine. He's 9-0 start because he started McGahee.
Yeah, I had to. Well, I didn't have all day this week, but it didn't matter because I got McGahee.
What about Blackman? Come on. He's a must start now that he's back.
He's got Romo, though. That's anything can happen there.
I agree.
There could be 3 interceptions.
Are you going to guarantee victory, Canada?
I'm going to guarantee a victory.
Oh!
Wow.
Cobb's back. My team is going to rack up the points, at least 110 points.
You're complete.
Yeah.
All right.
100. Well, maybe my kicker could start kicking the ball. I don't know what's going on with Josh Brown.
Yeah, you probably should have dropped him.
What? The Giants got to win a game, right?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
They're the Giants. They're
needing
gonna win.
To and actually doing it are 2 different things for the Giants this year.
I'm sticking with the kicker.
All right.
So you do have a shot, Brownies.
Hello?
Yeah, because my kicker.
Hello?
Come on.
I got disconnected.
Oh, okay. So you want to talk any smack to Canada, your natural rival?
I'm going to kill him.
All right.
Good. I'm not talking about fantasy football.
next rival. Straight Trash Homie versus Father Muckers. This is actually a rivalry because Father Muckers is inactive, so we never see him. And Straight Trash Homie.
Yep, he's inactive. He's got 3 freaking guys on bye this week.
Exactly.
And in his starting lineup.
He's still above the bubble over Pantera, though. Just so everyone is clear. So Straight Trash Homie.
He's not even making any effort.
Straight Trash Homie has way too many Cleveland Browns.
No, it's all right.
And started Hoyer.
Yeah.
So that's too bad. He's probably going to lose now, even though this guy has 3. Oh, man. Wouldn't that be great? Bye, but since his quarterback went down, now none of his wide receiver tight end are going to get any points because Whedon, come on, let's be
honest. He changed his avatar back. Did you notice that?
Yep. He knew what was coming. When he has 3 Cleveland Browns in his lineup, he knows what's coming.
He doesn't want to admit that he's the one that's got the Browns on his team.
Yes. Okay, Chuck Norris versus Tomaters. Well, let's see. What's the rivalry here? Can't think of one.
Fantasy chess versus...
Overthinker,
yeah.
Ah, there it is. Natural rival. And look who's starting. Philip Rivers.
Oh, no.
Because it's time to make the move. It's time. Tom Brady is washed up.
Did you guys see some of his passes last week in the game?
No. I didn't
like that one last pass he made to Gates to end the game.
Was it amazing?
It was it was absolutely worse. He pushed the football.
Yeah, the one
of
where he
it.
Shot it almost.
Yeah. It's like shot, yeah, like shot put.
Yep. That's called the creativity of a great quarterback. Doing whatever it takes to win. Phillip Rivers. It's the right move.
Did you learn that in Detroit?
Detroit.
Okay.
Let's see. Next matchup. Mercy Hospital versus TPS NFL Bums. Let's see. What could we
Oh yeah, here? The Bums.
Yeah,
Bums. The Bums have beat them, haven't they? The last 2 years running?
Have they?
Check it.
Let's just say it happened. Boom. Natural rival.
Yeah.
Enough about that matchup.
And I gotta make a trade with the Bums.
The last great rivalry of this week. The TPS NFL Rough Riders versus Team Beast Mode.
The rivalry here is rivalry. who has the worst logo.
That's like saying Michigan and Ohio State's a rivalry.
Well, that is a rivalry.
It can't
that
be a rivalry a with only one team winning every time.
You don't like that new Rough Riders logo?
History. Actually, I forgot to thank my designer. Hold on. I gotta get this right.
Are you plugging
like a sticker
something?
On a skateboard?
Yeah, he is. He's trying to.
Hold on.
This is the worst plug.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm working on it. Inkspit. Just follow at
Mogot Game.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, Mogot Game. Thank you. Also, his very lucrative business, Inkspit on Twitter. I don't know if that's the Twitter handle, but we'll figure
it out. Does he make skateboard stickers for a living?
He's done a ton of stuff.
Anything?
Did he do anything for you, franchise?
He has. He's done PS3 logos. He's done vinyls for.
It's good.
You know, BZT.
Yeah.
Good things.
Anything you want, get from Inkspit.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a while, but we were talking about doing some Beast Mode t-shirts. I'm even going to have a signature shirt franchise on it.
Inkspit.com or .net or .us. I don't quite remember, but you can follow him.
It was .gov.
Oh, .gov.
So he might be on a furlough right now.
For all your vinyl, decal, logo.
It's .com.
Needs, go to inkspit.com.
I saw they had some sort of a sound effect.
And, you know, Team Beast Mode, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to give you your first loss.
Whoa.
I'm going to be the one that's going to do it. I'm going to apologize first because it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt being 3-1. And one. But I'm gonna have to do it to you. Somebody has to do it. It might as well be the Rough Riders.
I think that's what we call bad math.
That's bad math, son. Bad math. You need to come on down here to Texas and learn about football.
I'm looking at your team.
I'm looking at two great victories over a washed up team.
Oh, you can really only have one victory though, can't you?
No, that's two victories. That's bad math again.
That's bad math.
Bad math. I beat him last year and I beat him the year before.
So this would be three though, right?
This would be three.
No, but it's not going to be three. You didn't
beat him in the playoffs?
I didn't.
Oh wait, he wasn't there. Never mind.
Whoa.
Oh man. CJ Spiller touchdown.
Tie game?
What?
16-17.
After I was doubting him and making fun of Tomato's team.
You can still make fun of that.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
Here's the best part. Franchise is leaving points on the bench. Never a good idea. Do not leave points on the bench.
Which ones? Peed?
No, not Peed. Scott Chandler. TJ Manuel. Leaving points on the bench.
No.
Oh, man. That is going to haunt you in your sleep.
Yeah.
You're just going to be, I could tell now, Sunday, you'll be like, why didn't I start EJ? Those 4 points, those were the difference.
You know what's really bad? I'll be able to watch all the games because the government's shut down.
What?
How does that work? I mean, if you don't mind. Do you still get paid?
No, I don't get paid.
Do you get back pay?
I will get back paid.
But so you gotta struggle. You gotta
tighten up the hatches.
Yeah.
I've got a little stash. I'm not worried about it. I saw this coming, so I made preparations other with people.
Good math.
Good math.
So I've you're covered. Paycheck. How long can you hold out? A year? 2 years?
Oh, a couple weeks. Maybe. Maybe.
All right. Well, hopefully it doesn't get that far.
It's not going to go that far. Maybe 2-3 weeks. I've got a couple months under me if I really need to, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. What you do need to be worried about is your team.
Why?
Look at this. Ryan Matthews, really? Really? A guy who gets maybe 10 carries a game? That's who you're leaning on against the Rough Riders?
Yeah. And I bet you he performs.
And you're leaving points on the bench? Oh, man. This is not good for you.
Wow. 4 points? 2 points? Wow. Really?
Let's check the power rankings. Let's see what the power rankings say this week about all this mess. A lot going on in the power rankings. Again, number 12, Martinez Lazy Kings. 0-4, last in the power rankings. Number 11, Galabra. Surprise.
Did I have five slots to drop, though?
You had 2 slots to drop. So you took them.
So the algorithm changed again.
1-3. Number 11 on the power rankings.
But I wrapped the worst team in the league, so it's okay.
Number 10, Rotting Tomatoes.
That's bad spelling.
But you did wrap them. Number 10, Rotting Tomatoes up 1. Losing to a good team helps them. Number 9, Mercy Hospital, up 1. Ranked below number 8, the team they beat, the Futhermuckers.
Who only dropped 3.
Number 7, Straight Trash Homie. No movement there. Number 6, TBS NFL Bums, up 2. Number 5, Canada, down 2 spots. Should have started Bell. Number 4, Chuck Norris, stayed in the same spot. Number 3, the Rough Riders, up 3 slots. One of the biggest movers of the week. Number 2, Mexico Brownies. And still number 1, Team Beast Mode. And I can't wait for the Week 5 Power Rankings. Because there's going to be some flip-flopping going on.
Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah. We're going to see the Rough Riders drop again. I mean, we're used to this.
Franchise, you and I are in a fight for the number 1 slot in the power rankings. I can tell you that right now. Like, the winner of our matchup will be ranked number 1 in the power rankings. And that's not funny math.
You can say that without any math?
No, I could say that that's...
What if he scores 1 point and you score 2? You would still be number 1?
Whoever wins the game, according to the math, will be the number 1 ranked team in the week.
But you wouldn't be number 1 in your division, right?
So you shouldn't be number 1.
Whoa!
Whoa, that's the truth.
Oh, no. That's not how this works, okay?
You're currently 3rd in your division.
Right, right.
But 3rd in the power rankings?
How does that work?
So that must mean 1 and 2 must be the 2 people ahead of you in the standings, in your division.
I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
No, well, let's see. Beast Mode, he's leading his division.
Okay, yeah. Number 1.
Brownies leading their division.
Okay, all right.
Rough Riders, third in their division.
He's just saying.
Yeah, he is just saying. That's exactly what I would expect from the number 2 ranked team in the power rankings. A little upset there, McLean? Huh?
I'm ahead of you.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry you're not playing in a game that could push you into the number 1 spot in the power rankings. That's just the way the schedule is.
Power rankings are dumb, though.
When I beat Franchise, the number 1 team, doesn't that make sense? When you beat the number 1 team and you're one of the number top 5 teams that you lose.
I have to ask McLean something real quick. McLean, you've been here? Did he not make the same bold prediction every year?
Yeah. And then he loses.
Not this year. This year's my year.
So in effect, he curses himself.
Yeah, what you're basically saying is next week your prediction is Beast Mode will still be number 1.
No, 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 no.
So I guess that is a pretty safe prediction.
I appreciate it, man.
What I'm saying is Brownies have no shot at the number one power ranking no matter what happens this week, because either Beast Mode will stay as the number one team or the Rough Riders will be the new number one team in the power rankings.
But how would they be the new number one team in the power rankings when they're number three in points?
That, whoa, I don't know what you're talking about. Points, that has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, and they're not number three. They're like sixth.
Oh, you put up hundos, but you can't put up enough of them.
All right, let's see. What else we got? We got the Spread'em League, B-Smith Spread'em League, making picks.
Oh, shit. Did I make my picks this week?
I don't know if you did them this week, but you did them last week.
Yeah, you did last week.
You got 9 points. You're still second to last in the group, but 9 picks, right? That's pretty good. Bowser comes in with 10. Bourne kind of settled down. Only got 8 this week, but still within shouting distance of the lead. You still have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
JT also got 8. He's with 34. I have 34 picks, right? Again, consistency. That's the key to picks. Consistency, so that by the time it comes to the end of the season, all of your 8, 9, 10 picks, right, add up to a championship, to 50 space bucks. Footballix.com, McLean, you got 9. You kind of gave up the lead here, right?
Yeah, 9 is pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
I'm not happy about getting 9.
Because now, because you only got 9 and Ron Burrow got 11, there's a two-way tie with 37 points.
No, but he's in first because his name is above mine.
So technically you're right.
That's how it works.
If it ended today, we would have to go to the tiebreaker. And the tiebreaker is whose name is first.
Congratulations. Well, no. The tiebreaker, you just make it up as you go along.
Congratulations, L. Ron Burrow. You might want to change your name to A. L. Ron Burrow. Just so that you can guarantee victory. All right. What else is going on in the sports world?
You forgot to talk about the MLB league.
Oh,
it's over.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations to the idiots.
That's right.
Born for winning the TPSN MLB Fantasy League, our first ever season of fantasy baseball.
I want to thank you for the trophy, by the way.
If you were watching Twitter, there was a picture of Bourne's trophy posted. It had an engraving of his name, of the 2013 championship that he won. A classic trophy, one for the ages. So I'm looking here, the final standings of the TPS and MLB. Idiots, of course, first with 70 total points. The Mexico Monster Dongs in second, 64. Number three, This Is Hockey, right? With 49. Team Canada with 47. The TPSN Baseball Riders, fifth with 42. Boy Howdy with 38. Team Franchise coming in seventh with 28. And Team Chuck Norris rounding us out with 22 total points. Now there are going to be massive changes to this league next year. Massive changes. There's no way that we can let somebody win who just sits at their computer all day and makes lineup changes. That is not going to happen. It's almost like it was unfair from the start, because the teams who didn't change their lineups had no chance of winning. And the teams who did kind of ran away with this league.
Oh, didn't you change your lineup pretty regularly? And you're all the way at fifth.
I was overthinking it. That's the key.
Yeah, I think it says roster moves.
Do not overthink.
Yeah, 43 roster moves to my 41.
Never overthink fantasy baseball. Now, this was a very active league. Our league manager poll hasn't changed since August. Let's see. I voted on August 6th. That must
it hasn't changed since when?
Since the first week of the season, I think.
But there's only yeah. 5 votes.
So,
all year, there's still you haven't even gotten a vote from everyone.
There's still time if you want to continue to be active in this league. So Porn, you know, what was your keys to victory?
Well, I had to kind of drop a couple different players right around the middle part of the season because my pitching was, I didn't have enough, high categories in some of my pitching. So I dropped a number of different starters, kind of kept the minimum amount and just picked up a bunch of different closers who would help with my, getting my ERA, my whip down, and then, getting me saves because that was pretty far behind in that, and I ended up in first on that one.
So, okay, so I'm looking at your roster now. You actually pulled players off.
Well,
of
that's
lineup.
More towards the last couple weeks.
Oh, so you were like, pulling a slugger, and you were finishing the race in reverse. Is that what you were doing to us?
Yeah, I mean, I also had too many starters because I had seen at the beginning of the season that there's a 200 start cap.
Yes.
And, I looked like within the first month and I was like well ahead. So I kind of had to slow down a little bit because the starts that I was getting weren't really, quality. So I dropped all of the guys that weren't going to be worthwhile as far as getting me high strikes, strikeout counts, decent ERA and whip, and then, dropped everybody else that was expendable.
So next year those kind of strategies aren't going to work.
Well, this is the difference is because this is rotisserie. So this it's just a matter of whether or not we're going to do rotisserie anymore. Which we said no, right?
We absolutely said no.
Okay.
We need matchups, we need rivalries, we need weekly scores. We need at the end of a week it to reset. We got to give hope to each team that this year is your year
and the playoffs.
Is this little banner playing tricks on me? My uncle is like one of the people that likes ESPN fantasy sports.
Your uncle?
Yes, my uncle is on the fucking webpage right here.
Wait a minute. I think you have a virus.
Not bullshitting.
I think you have a virus.
No, no, I don't. This is weird. I'm going to call my mom and be like, do you recognize this guy? She's like, that's my brother. What the fuck? I'll take a picture of this.
So wait, so now that we're actually talking about, we talked about the TBS MLB, let's talk about the TBS NBA. Let's make the moves right now. Well, for one thing.
Right now.
For one thing, there's at least 2 teams that I know I have to replace. So there are openings. If you're listening to this.
And you haven't renewed it yet, right?
No, not yet. If you want to be in the TBS NBA Fantasy League, we have at least 2 openings for new ownership. Now, right now, I'm looking at, we have a 10-team league, head-to-head, weekly
matchups.
Wait,
who are you taking out?
Looking Bucks? At, yep, right? Bucks for sure, and team inactive. He cut his own throat. I'm not a racist.
Oh.
Everyone else was somewhat active last year.
Was acceptable.
Yeah, it was acceptable. So, what were some of the changes we wanted to try? Do you guys remember? I was thinking the waivers was one thing. Right now we have a daily lock at the individual scheduled game time or daily lock at the first game of the day.
I thought it was, we can't do the first game of the week.
We can lock at the first game of the week. Yes, that's also true.
I liked that the year before.
Is that how we did it originally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you gotta lock the schedule at the beginning of the week.
Yeah. So you have to put your roster together like football.
Oh, that sucks because you don't get to maximize your potential with your players. You could have a player that plays one game that whole week and you get like, you know, 4 or 5 points out of him.
And okay.
You know that.
I have less of an issue with that, but what has to change is the favoritism to the big men.
Oh, the scoring, you mean?
The scoring.
Okay, hold on. So.
I don't think that existed.
Allegedly it did.
It was all hype.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that there's no stats to back this up?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure. Let me change all
this. Well, I can't check the league because I'm on the stupid page that you haven't reactivated the league.
Hold on. I'm doing stuff. All right. I need to put a trade deadline in for one thing. March 5th is our trade deadline.
What's the actual NBA trade deadline?
It's like the second week in February. It's probably like February 19th or February 26th. We want to line up with the NBA?
Yeah.
All right.
Can you also end the season like a week earlier at all?
Yeah, hold on. Let me submit these settings. No keepers.
Dang it.
Sorry, no keepers. Not going to happen. LeBron is too valuable for us to have keepers. Let me see here. Okay, so let's talk about scoring real quick, okay? Right now we're using standard scoring, which means points, blocks, assists, steals, rebounds, turnovers, and then field goals made, field goals attempted, free throws made, free throws attempted. Obviously a point for made minus a point for attempts. How is that slanted toward the big man?
Well, if you get a high number of rebounds, you get extra points.
Okay.
Cause nobody will equal the same amount of steals as they would for rebounds.
I'm trying to see here. We have,
But big men lose points on free throw percentage.
Yeah, that's true. Like Dwight Howard definitely lost points.
Can we see who our highest point getters were last year?
No, we can't.
Because the league isn't activated.
I can exactly. See it.
Okay, well, let us break it down.
Who? Go to players. It's, let's see here. Well, Durant, James, and Bryant were the top three. Then you got David Lee is your fourth highest point getter.
Oh, but he was an all-star. He should be top
David
four.
David Lee.
So wait, okay, so then how would we neutralize this is the David Lee rule now, from now on.
You can't punish that because he had a good year.
The David Lee
rule. No, okay, then it goes David Lee, Harden, Westbrook, Curry. Then it goes Horford, Blake Griffin, Aldridge, Howard, Chris Paul, Al Jefferson, Tim Duncan, Mark Gasol, Greg Monroe, Vukovic.
Are you just listing the great players in the NBA?
That's balanced.
Okay.
Not even half of those guys were big men.
Here's a way that
I listed like six of them in a row.
After a bunch of non-big men.
Those guys are going to get their points though. And the drop off between Durant and James had 2,400 points. Once you get to Lee, who's your fourth highest, was 18.
Yeah, but he was the best big man. So if you're saying all big men, wouldn't that have been like Dwight?
No, he was terrible last year.
Okay, but he's in the top 15, if not top 10.
Well, I can't see the stats, so I can't really argue with you.
Here's how we can settle
if you this. Click on the player, if you click on the players tab up at the top, you should be able to see it. Don't go to the league homepage.
Yeah, don't go to the league homepage. Come on.
It's not active yet.
It's not active. Here's how we neutralize the big men, the David Lee rule. We add personal fouls.
What?
As a negative points. Negative 1 point for every foul. Come on, you know big men foul more than guards and shooting guards.
Well, why do we have free throws made and attempted?
That is the big man rule. That's not the David Lee rule. We don't have to.
Well, but you get a plus or a negative, so don't they just cancel each other out?
No, because you can miss a lot more attempts. Like if your guy goes 5 for 20, you're actually losing.
Oh, that would be your big man,
or inefficient scorer. Like, I don't know. Who's an inefficient scorer?
Rodney Stuckey?
No. Monta Ellis.
I'd go with Stuckey.
There isn't a lot of options here.
I guess not.
Offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds, ejections. I'm thinking plus 1 point for ejection. Flagrant fouls, personal fouls, technicals, disqualification, 3-pointers.
Our test would be huge.
We should just do a fouls only league. And ejections would be obviously like 10 points. Disqualifications, 8 points. Flagrants, 5. Personals, 1. Technicals, like 3.
We just call it NBA 1980.
That would be amazing. The rosters would look so different.
I played in a baseball league once where guys got to choose a umpire, or not an umpire, a coach, and whoever got ejected the most got, you got points for that. So like Bobby Cox was your first number one pick for coaches.
Would that be like taking a kicker though?
Well, no, because you got decent amount of points.
Oh, so it was worth it.
Yeah, if you got a nice guy, you didn't get any points whatsoever, obviously.
I'm not sure what to do here. I don't know how to...
If you can't make any options, don't worry about it. I just felt like a majority of your team, yeah, you'd throw in a point guard or a shooting guard, but then the rest of your team had to be all big men to compete.
The one thing I could do is...
Is it changing the rosters?
Well, let's take a look. Let me take a look at the rosters. Continue without saving. All right, so currently our starting roster...
You've got is one extra guard or one extra forward. It's both the same.
Yeah, the only thing it could do is actually make the utility zero. Or put a limit on the number of centers that are allowed on a team.
I mean, is that fair?
That's fair. I mean, what would be the point of having a team full of centers, you know?
The only thing, yeah, to dominate rebounding and field goal percentage. I don't know.
We can't make it more like a rotisserie league, but keep it matchup.
Let me see here. Let's take a look. We got rotisserie, where obviously you compete against everyone like the baseball. We got head-to-head points, head-to-head each category, earning a win or a loss for each stat category, head-for-head, head-to-head most categories. If you win the majority of the categories against an opponent, then you win the matchup.
Do that one.
That one's just, you just try and win however many categories you can over the week?
Yeah, over the week in your matchup.
Okay. So it's like a typical baseball
scoring setting. That might actually neutralize the big man, because even if somebody loads up and wins rebounds, field goal percentage, they could lose
the other categories.
Get the assists.
That forces a more well-balanced team then?
It appears that way.
And if you include threes, completely...
So let's go this. Head-to-head, most categories. And then let me go to the scoring here. And, okay, well here's our options change now that I changed the head-to-head versus categories. Right now it's three-pointers made get points, field goal percentage, and free throw percentage. There's 8 categories now. Points, blocks, steals, assists, rebounds, three-pointers made, field goal percentage, and free throw percentage. That's the standard scoring for...
You said three-pointers made?
Yeah, three-pointers made.
Okay.
That's the standard scoring for head-to-head most categories.
That doesn't sound bad.
Can you add the knife one so there's no ties?
Yeah, I was going to ask what the tiebreaker was.
All right. What do we want to do? There is offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds. I don't like either of those. Ejections, all of the fouls, turnovers. I don't know.
Yeah.
If I could do.
Would it be less?
Yeah.
Turnovers?
I don't know. Hold on. There's a star by it. Oh, man. Okay, hold on. I'm going to check turnovers. I'm going to submit the scoring, and then I'm going to go back to...
It's riveting for anybody listening to this.
We're figuring this out. Right? It doesn't give me an option to set like a scoring amount. So,
like a value for it? So it should be then whoever gets the least, right?
I would think so. Because why would you... Yeah, that wouldn't make any sense for the person with the most turnovers would win the category. There is a star by it, and I assume that means something, but there is no... Oh, there it is. An asterisk denotes categories where lower totals are better. And turnovers has an asterisk. So I think we're settled.
All right.
8-9 categories, no ties, activate your league.
Here it is, John.
So what about the draft?
Hold on, I got to do that one.
Are we going?
We're going to do auctions? A whole show about the NBA draft and what we're going to do with
it. Well, we're definitely going to do a snake draft. And we're definitely going to do what works best for everyone.
Well, if you do an auction, it wouldn't be a snake.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. Auction draft.
But we're doing auction?
Yes, definitely an auction draft.
How high are you going to bid on LeBron?
Oh, man.
All of it.
Do I smell Josh Hamilton 2.0?
I think I know what McClain's going to do. I know exactly what he's going to do. He's just going to wait to get all the Mavericks for cheap. I know that's exactly what he's going to do. All right.
Well, I would say you're going to get all the Pistons for cheap, but that's not really a strategy. Anybody could do that.
So a draft day, because the NBA season starts November 1st.
Wow.
So, October 27th, that's a Sunday evening.
That'd probably be the most preferable on my end. I'll be moving the week before.
Okay, so something late.
Either that or like next weekend.
Yeah, next week is good. I'll still be on furlough.
Okay. So next weekend, the 13th? I'm sorry, the 6th or the 13th?
Come on, Congress, don't make me look like an asshole here. I think that you guys are gonna let us stay off for 2 weeks.
I could do either.
I can do Sunday the 6th.
I mean, do we want to wait a little bit closer to the actual season at all, or?
No.
Okay.
When does it start?
Sunday, November 1st is the NBA season.
It's a Friday.
Here's the rule for our draft. If I have my copy of NBA 2K, the draft can happen. Guess what? I have my copy of NBA 2K, so the draft can happen. Okay, so Sunday, October 6th, this Sunday, at,
Isn't that short notice?
That is very short notice.
Are we gonna be able to fill two people by then?
Oh my gosh, I'm glad you brought that up. You're right, that's not gonna work. That's definitely not gonna work. Okay, so what weekend are you moving, Bourne?
Technically I could still be moving on the 27th, but by that time I'll kick everybody out. Hopefully I've got internet and we're good to go. So I could do the 27th probably.
Alright. We're back to the 27th.
Alright, let's just do that.
I agree. Okay, so October 27th at 9 p.m. The later the better, but not too late.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
All right, 9 p.m., a 200 space bucks auction limit. I think that's fair.
Can you change the limit?
I can change the limit.
How high can you go?
I can go to 1,000.
Should
we go to 1,000?
We won't have any understanding of what these guys will be worth.
That doesn't matter.
Turn it up to 1,000?
Do it.
Alright. Turning it up to 1,000. So we got an auction draft on October 27th at 9 p.m. with an auction budget of 1,000.
Is that central or,
That's Eastern, so it would be
Eastern.
Eight year time.
Alright.
We currently have 10 teams, but we're gonna need to replace two owners between now and then. We have our 9 categories for a head-to-head most categories league, weekly matchups. Just to confirm that, rosters are set. Hold on. Let me make sure here.
Daily before the first game, right?
Yeah. But I need to make sure. Where do I edit that setting? Okay. Transactions. Here we go. Right now, daily locked at the individual scheduled game time. Is that what we decided?
Yes.
Yeah. Each person doesn't lock until their game starts. Waivers, should we do a free agent auction?
Yeah, I mean, that would make, well, it doesn't matter really. They're separate from each other.
Let's see, teams will have
We did a regular waiver claim for baseball this year, even though it's basically like bidding on guys. You don't have waiver claims. You just have a amount of money during the season that doesn't carry over from your draft. Get to use that money then to make auction, to bid on guys to claim them?
I think waivers. Let's just do waivers. Waiver period will be 1 day. I wish I could be like half a day, but that's the best we can do. And then it goes, waiver's gonna go into
24-24, Cleveland Buffalo.
Oh man, that's not good.
You're just not getting that score. It's been like that for the last 20 minutes.
No, I haven't checked it. I don't have it on TV. I just gotta.
Yeah, I'm looking at it on the
ESPN updates. All right, I think we're set.
All right.
Oh, wait. Schedule. Hold on. Okay, so the regular, right now, I have it so that...
Don't do any custom schedules. Let it auto-schedule.
Well, no. I got to go how many weeks we're going to play. Because right now, we have 4 teams making the playoffs. 2 weeks per playoff matchup. Tiebreaker would be head-to-head record. No, intra-division record. Boom, changing that. There's 23 weeks in the NBA season, so the playoffs would actually end when the NBA regular season ends.
Okay.
Are we okay with that? We can end it a week sooner.
I mean, if you end it a week sooner, you at least have a chance if you have any studs that you get to use them.
I agree. I'll end it a week sooner.
But you know that ahead of time.
What do you mean?
That's part of the strategy.
So you say go
to just dump all your good players?
No, but you know when you get LeBron, you're not going to get him for the entire season.
So you're saying...
You don't get LeBron, you bid on LeBron.
Yeah, the gift and the curse is what you're saying?
Yeah.
I agree. Back to week 19.
Okay.
I agree. That should be the penalty for taking LeBron. Okay, and our matchup tiebreaker is going to be points. That seems the most fair.
Home field.
No. No, I'm not doing that. That's too random. Because who knows what the schedule's actually going to look like. All right, that's settled. The TBS NBA is open for business. If you're out there, and I have a couple of feelers out for some people who might be interested, you can join up. Contact me, because I need to actually delete 2 people out of this league before I leave this page. All right, last words, so we can wrap this up.
Nothing.
Wait, what's the score of the Browns? How many minutes are left? Give me that.
24-24. Cleveland's driving the ball.
There's still a quarter left.
Still a quarter left. 2 minutes left in the third.